Hello and welcome to Taking Care of Business. I'm Jackie Mitchell. Good to have your company today. We all know business is changing so fast, and the fastest change has been technology. That's actually a no-brainer. So it's always a good idea for us to revisit this topic on a regular basis to find out the latest tech tricks, tips and trends to help you take care of your business life. One of the biggest game changers is the mobile device, and in particular the iPhone really got that kick-started. So we camped out at Telstra Rosebud. This is where we're coming from today. We camped out last night waiting for this huge queue to happen for the for the iPhone this morning at our Rosebud Telstra store. And I was surprised it was very organised. So we're going to talk about the new phone, iPhone 8, which was available from 8 a.m. this morning at Mornington and Rosebud Telstra stores. And we're coming from you live today from Rosebud Telstra store. And you can see everything in store today. So come down and say hello, or 1-300-MY-TELSTRA. And I've got Mr. Telstra here, a good friend of the program, Peter Bennett-Hullen. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Always good to see your lovely face. Oh, thank you. We're here at Rosebud Plaza.
That's really nice to have you down here today, actually.
Well, we're in the...
It's a beautiful day.
It is a nice day. But we're not in the Adore PFM van. We're in the, what do you call this, the Telstra caravan?
This is the Telstra NBN experience van.
Oh, it's like a caravan of love of tech, isn't it?
Well, it sort of kind of is, because it's the one place that we can take out to the burbs and show people what the technology does rather than just talk to people about technology. So from that perspective, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the van. That you can see, touch and feel and get a real sense of what it will do for you rather than just what it is. So, you know, it's really hard to talk about tech sometimes because it's about plans and it's about, you know, download speeds and all that sort of stuff. It's really great when you can come to a place in the suburbs. We can take it out to the beach and we can take it down to the shopping malls and we can set it up. Customers can come and actually experience what the difference is all about. So from that point of view, we're really glad to have it here today, because it's not only iPhone launch today for us, it's also the first local area in Rosebud to go live for NBN today. And all of our Rosebud listeners will know that they've been waiting and waiting and waiting, one of the last areas on the peninsula to go live. Well, the first area in Rosebud's gone live, is going live today. So that's why we've got the NBN van down here as well.
So we today are going to talk NBN.
We are.
So those that are listening and are a bit confused about it, and I know I've been a bit confused and lots of people around have been a bit confused, we are going to actually separate myth and fact, aren't we?
Well, there's a lot of noise in the market at the moment about NBN, and there's a lot of different messages getting out into the market. And, you know, someone told me that someone said that my next door neighbour's best friend
you real estate told me know that
Steve.
Actually, Steve, you know what?
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to.
was that a nice reminder? Need to shut up now, Pete.
No. It's Jackie hasn't mentioned EView as our sponsor yet. And I'd like to firstly thank you, Peter Bennett-Hullen, for hosting us today here at Telstra at Rosebud. But we also need to always acknowledge our very close friends at EView Real Estate, who have been a partner and a sponsor of Taking Care of Business for 4 years now.
Wow.
And we love them. So thank you, EView. So thank you, Steve, for that little prompt.
Thanks, Steve.
That worked really well. Okay, so back to Telstra. We're going to talk NBN. We're going to talk the new iPhone.
Yes, we're going to have a bit of a chat about what's going on.
And also, what I really want to talk about today, there's been an event this week in Melbourne.
Yes.
It was a national event hosted at Jeff's Shed. It's a huge tech event.
Yeah.
And it's created an enormous amount of buzz around it. It's called Vantage.
Yep.
And you've been there
this
week.
Yeah, I was there for 4 days this week.
Tell us a little bit about what Vantage is.
Oh, what is Vantage? Vantage is the best and latest in technology.
Mm-hmm.
Telstra's world of technology and Telstra's partner organisations in one location at Jeff's Shed. Or the exhibition centre is what
Jeff
it's called.
Shed.
Yeah,
everyone knows it's Jeff Shed.
And basically, Telstra take out the a massive space. So it's a huge expo. There's something like, as I understand it, 1,000 staff attend. There were 5,000 delegates on Wednesday, just on the one day.
Mm.
And I was talking to a couple of the coffee cart girls, and they told me that on the Wednesday, that one particular coffee cart out of six pushed through 15,000 cups of coffee. So you can imagine the magnitude of humanity that goes through it, but it's all about technology. It's all about the latest developments. You know, we've got the Ciscos, we've got, you know, all of the big brands in, you know, Microsoft, Apple were there. And a lot of the vendors around security, because security obviously is a big issue for small business, issue. Medium business, as well as enterprise at the moment, with all of the cyber attacks that are going on. So there were a number of security vendors. So just about bringing all of the cutting edge technologies into one place and allowing customers to come in and experience that and navigate their way through agribusiness technology. You know, the list is endless. We had some amazing keynote speakers. Andy Penn came and spoke to us. We had a couple of the great TED talkers come out and talk to us as well. It was just, it's a great opportunity for businesses to come and see what the technology can do, like we do in our BEV van. No, not really. Right? It's nothing like our experience van, but it's about getting to touch and feel and experience technology.
Yeah, well, I unfortunately couldn't make it this week.
We would have loved to have you.
I know, I
would
have loved to have been there.
Had your mind blown.
Yeah, I know, I would have loved to have been there, but I couldn't for good reason.
Yep.
But I did send a few, well, I had a few friends
spies.
and spies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And some of the feedback was extraordinary. Yeah. But one thing that stood out for me, which I really liked, was it was changing the mindset, I suppose, of the audience. And that, and Vantage were encouraging audience members to come in with a problem.
Yep.
So come in with a business problem that you're having,
yep,
and we'll work out the solution, the tech solution to the problem.
Yep.
And I thought, is that market research? So are you actually listening, are the vendors listening to the problems from the customer, or is it just a customer focused strategy, or is it a bit of both? I thought it was very clever.
Yeah, look, I think it comes off the back of Telstra's stated ambition to change the business. So Telstra's been viewed for decades. You know, the Telstra story's come back from 100 years with, you know, PMG and
telecom,
you know, and it's been a telco company. And I think, you know, a couple of years ago, Andy Penn came out and made the statement that we want to move from being the traditional telco company to a technology company.
Mm.
And I think events like Vantage really bring that message to our customers.
Mm.
So it's an opportunity for them to come and see how Telstra is innovating and disrupting markets through partnership and through these emerging technologies. So robotics, you know, there was a massive stand on robotics. And who would have thought that Telstra was in the robotics game?
Mm.
And yet, you know, that's Telstra's network that underpins what you can do and all of these amazing new innovations that you can do over the top of the Telstra network. So either mobile or fixed.
It's a real shift in the brand positioning of Telstra, that you're right, that Telstra's not just a telco anymore.
Yeah.
It's a technology company now. And the robotics and AI, artificial intelligence, when everyone's talking about AI in business and they're talking about coding and they're talking about all these tech things, what were some of the key takeaways that you sort of listened to, I suppose, and thought, wow, that's pretty incredible and pretty awesome, and what will make a big difference, particularly for those running a small business?
Well, I think it's about, the big thing for me is about a couple of things. So firstly, as far as the artificial intelligence that you spoke about.
Mm.
There's a lot of AI, a lot of conversation about artificial intelligence in the market at the moment. And I sat through a session on AI specifically, and the message was back to the basics. It's people getting into AI for the sake of getting into AI. There's a real opportunity to tailor it and make sure that it's fit for purpose. So one of the big messages that came out of all of this for me is that there are so many options out there for customers, but making sure that it's fit for purpose, making sure that it's, when it's being developed and designed, it's not necessarily just an out-of-the-box solution that everybody else has, but actually think about what the messages are that you're trying to communicate to your customers, and where are you trying to find new markets and new opportunities. When you have that put that lens over the top of all of this technology, it actually starts to become really relevant for you and your business, and also enable some of those great conversations to unlock new opportunities. But without the strategic thought, without the understanding of what it is that you're trying to achieve with all of this, it becomes another bolt-on technology that doesn't necessarily deliver to what you're trying to achieve. And I think, so it's about being really clever in the way you're thinking about technology. There's a lot of opportunity for businesses, small and large businesses, as far as technology is concerned, but it's about understanding what your needs are in your business. And I think that's where Vantage was such a great opportunity, because people could come in, customers could come in, businesses could come in and have a conversation about, this is my business. Mm. So back to your point earlier, you know, this is a problem that I have to solve. Where do I go? Where do I start? Because that's often the impediment to people making change, is that I just don't know where to go. Like, where do I get this information? But the opportunity to come and try and test and challenge and question and all of those elements to developing a good strategic approach to the way you're implementing technologies was fantastic. And the walking around the village, listening to the conversations and hearing these, you know, really quite in-depth challenge, sometimes challenging conversations between a customer and a vendor, with a Telstra representative like myself, and my team were there with our customers, you know, talking through the mechanics of how it would work for them. Incredibly valuable.
One of my spies loved a new product called Whisper. Did you come across a Whisper?
I didn't.
It's an SMS. It's using SMS technology, and it's effectively using that as a communication platform or a marketing platform to customers.
Okay.
And apparently when everyone walked into Jeff's shed straight away, they got a text message on their phone welcoming them and all that sort of information. Is anyone interested in SMS technology, have a look at Whisper. It's spelt as you spell it.
Yep.
And the other one, which was an oldie but a goodie, but it's sort of making a resurgence. And as you may know, I'm a huge neuroscience student. And so the more we get to know how our brain works, the more we can actually utilize that from a marketing perspective. Mm-hmm. And phone words, which you use. Yes. So you use 1300 My Telstra.
Correct.
And phone words is getting a bit of a resurgence.
Absolutely.
Because people remember words much easier than numbers.
Yeah, it's when you're at a barbecue. I mean, we actually have a partnership with phone words, so we can provide phone words for our customers.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, yeah. Not only the typical traditional sort of 1300, 1800, 13 phone words, but we have a process within our business center to be able to select mobile phone words. So 0437 Telstra, for example.
Yeah.
We can choose and select numbers that are appropriate for businesses as well, for small businesses, because they, you know, quite often don't have the big fixed network. So, but that you're right, that when you're at a barbecue and, you know, you're talking to your local plumber, he says, oh, my number's, you know, 1300 plumber. It's a lot easier to remember that number than 1300, who knows what the numbers are, right?
Yeah.
So it's that top of mind, that recall ability, and then that word of mouth coming from that onwards.
Well, it's much easier for your brain to attach to an existing memory than create a new one. So it's using that principle.
Yep.
It's funny when you say that, when people say their web address and they go www, and I go, you don't need to say that anymore.
No.
And I had one guest, when I asked them their web address, said HTTP, and I had to cut them off there. And I said, no, stop. So I say, just Google it.
Yep.
Because they go, website, you know, well, social media. You know.
And phone words play a very important part in SEO.
Website. Yeah, that's important.
If they've got your company name on there, or you've got some recall that pops up in the browser and increases the likelihood that that's going to appear. So
we are listening smarter, not harder, here on Taking Care of Business, as we are live from Rosebud Telstra store here at Rosebud Plaza. And I'm joined with my special co-host today, Peter Bennett-Hullen, and we are talking all things tech. We're going to come back after this break. We're going to talk NBN. We're going to talk iPhone. We're going to talk lots of tech things. And we've got a very special guest coming
on. We do.
After this short break. You're listening to Taking Care of Business exclusively here on RLPFM. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Taking Care of Business. We are broadcasting live from the Telstra store here at Rosebud Plaza in the special little caravan right across the road from the Telstra shop. And I'm joined here with Peter Bennett-Hullen.
Yes, good morning again.
Those that regularly listen to Taking Care of Business know the dulcet tones of
Pete. They shouldn't be able to miss the van. It's pretty bright, isn't it?
I think so.
It's pink and purple and got flags out the front. It's
I think it should
there's a couple of little giveaways out the front too. We'll talk about them later on. Maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's do that. That was that song which I like was Better Sit Down Boy. So I thought that was good, and it's by Confidence Man. And what we're doing today is talking tech, and so we're hopefully trying to build up people's confidence about just exploring technology, because I think there's a real emotional element to technology as far as a resistance to change and trying to understand. And no one wants to feel stupid. And it's changing so fast that sometimes you do feel a bit stupid. I mean, I feel stupid quite regularly about technology.
Okay.
But I ask, you know, or, and this is where I think Facebook probably is good and bad in that people can ask a question without actually having to speak to someone face to face. They can sort of almost anonymously ask it, but then sometimes they get a lot of bad answers.
Well, I think it's also about how you engage with it too. If you're engaging with it to find people to talk to, and engaging with the web to find people to talk to, then I think that's probably a good way to do it. But if you listen to noise on Facebook and social media, then you quite often get an unrealistic expectation about what the reality is. So, and it's like that with NBN. You know, there's a lot of noise in market at the moment about NBN, a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about NBN.
Can you hold that thought?
I will.
I know you're busting to talk NBN, and I am too. But we have a very special guest here.
Do we need to talk to him?
Yes, no. We do. We do. Don't be mean.
All right.
I'd like to introduce Tim Stanich. Tim is an experienced retail and marketing entrepreneur. He runs many, many businesses. He's done lots of different things. A fascinating person, and I am really looking forward to this discussion. Tim Stanich, welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Thank you.
First time that you've been on the show, so it's really great to have you here. And and I should also probably flag that first time I've met Tim. And
yeah, not the first time I've met Tim.
I know.
Pete's still
not
in therapy.
Well, this is, here we go. So I'm explaining I'm explaining the banter. So Peter said to me, oh, you've got Tim Stanich coming on the show today. And I said, yes, da-da-da-da. He said, oh, he was my best man at my wedding.
No, other way around.
Oh, you were best man at his wedding.
Yes, yes.
So they didn't have any friends.
So they know each other very well. So, yes, I'll have to get...
1988, I think, was the first time that we bumped into each other.
It's a long time. And you started your career in retail, Tim, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell us where you sort of started off. Is that
how
you met
Pete?
How long have we got? Yeah, not very long.
No, I kind of started it in the hardware stores at a Mitre 10 and moved to a venture store, and that's where I met Pete. We got into lots of mischief and had lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into... I was fortunate enough to help bring Toys R Us to the country with a group of really talented guys.
Yeah, now let's just stop there for a minute, because that's quite
Do
extraordinary.
We have to?
Yeah, I think so. So how did that happen? Were you in the US and you saw Toys R Us as a brand and went, how did that happen?
The HR manager of Venture at the time was Alex Brzezinski, and he kind of poached us. He went across to Toys R Us and nine of us across with him and said, we're going to America for a while. I thought, well, okay, why not? Sounds like a great plan. And they thought they'd teach us how to do retail. And I think we taught them more than they taught us.
Yeah, okay.
And then the funny thing is they sent us up to Canada to help open a store, which they said would take 3 or 4 weeks. We were bored. We did it in 4 days.
Fantastic.
I think they kicked us out.
So then you bought it to Australia.
Yeah, the challenge.
So
we had a
what year is this? Like, just give me a 90 frame.
Early
90s, right, okay.
But the challenge was when you put 10 Aussies together in a room and they go, let's see who can open the store first.
Yeah.
Like, it was on.
you opened them nationally? You were involved in opening them nationally?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was a great experience. Yeah. Can't explain it. It's just one of those things that comes around once in a lifetime. You get to go and see the grassroots in America and Australianise it. Mm. And it was around the time that EBAs were coming through. So we spent more time in the HR courts helping with the EBAs because they hadn't been heard of before.
Right.
And then we did this roundtable interviewing. I think in 1 week I had 4,500 people on my interview schedule. And we had to narrow it down and narrow it down. So we learnt new interviewing skills. And there's a lot of stuff that I learned out of it that just opened my eyes and going, you know what, I can do this for myself.
Oh, okay. So it was like a launching pad for
you.
Yeah,
it was an eye-opener. Because before I was an employee or a manager, and then it's like, I actually can be a business owner. I've got the tools and the knowledge now. You know, it's like, it's the fear of failure. You've got to back yourself.
So it was a real confidence booster for you.
Yeah.
Are you still involved in Toys R Us at all?
No.
Okay, you've completely moved on.
Yeah, just moved on about late 90s, 98, 99 is when I moved on.
And that was the real sort of launching pad for your entrepreneurial career. And you've clearly got an entrepreneurial spirit. And my definition of that is risk adverse. So
Don't talk to my wife.
So you were saying that, but you get up in the morning, you go, what can I do now? And is that sort of how it works? And you've got all these ideas running through. How many businesses are you running at the moment?
Five.
Yeah. And so how do you manage that from a time perspective, your time management?
Just get the right people. It's no different with Pete. You put the right team around you. You don't have to work on the business. You don't have to work in the business. You've got to be around the business. And you've got to be prepared to look outside the business and pull a box apart and go, well, there's my box. Well, what's outside of my box? And where's the influences around my box? And why am I not in those influences? Everyone just gets so stuck in their day-to-day, they forget about next, which is what we're all working on with the technology stuff. It's where does my next business come from? Where does my... Reality is Facebook's 10 years old. 10 years ago, it didn't exist. Mm. What does next look like? What is the next Facebook? Like, it's going to be a next.
Which is
Let's
this whole...
Let's not misunderstand that.
Disruption, the word disruption. It's about what is next. Yeah. Now, speaking of next, I can't help but notice your shirt. And we will do a Facebook Live at the end of this. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I thought we'd wear a T-shirt. I thought I'd dress up today.
Well, good, because we're going to do Facebook Live at the end of the show. And those that can see Tim's lovely shirt. But on it, it's got Works Local. And it's your latest innovation.
Yeah, I've been working on it for about 6 years. And to me, I've got the philosophy of, back in the 1600s, my favourite story to tell everyone, we all had castles, we had moats and forts, and we all worked within those environments, and we dropped the drawbridge and we ran off and stormed somebody else's castle while they stormed ours. Well, let's get back to the 1600s and put a moat around our businesses, build a community within our castles, and get that right. What Facebook's done is told small businesses, go national, go global. They've forgotten about the neighbour. Well, work within your neighbourhood. There's enough money in your neighbourhood. You don't have to go to Mars. Work on that first. Build a loyal tribe and then grow organically. You know, unless you've got tens of millions of dollars, you can't grow nationally overnight. It's a big risk and you fall over very quickly because you're spending a lot of money to do that. Been there, done it. And I've learned you've got to start small, plant the seed, grow the tree, and then build your empire that way rather than trying to rush off and use this so-called digital media. Like, I know I've got a good Facebook reach. I'm reaching people in the US. They're no good to me. They're not going to buy my wares. I mean, if Pete's advertising Rosebud Telstra over at Williamstown, that's not going to help. They're going to drive that far. That's going to help the Williamstown guy. That's not rocket science. But we forget that as small business owners. We think big, but we're not focusing and being ultra-targeted about where we want with our businesses. That's what Works Local is about. It's about building a tribe and building a community. That's why the logo is connecting businesses within the community.
So the connecting side is about relationships and people.
100%.
But there's also, you've got a tech element to it. So this is a tech show and updates on tech. Now you're bringing some new technology.
With adaptive technology, it's been it's not new. But thanks to innovation, like the stuff that Telstra's doing and Google's doing, it's bringing it from the big players. So RFID technology, or beacon technology, want for a better word, isn't really new. It used to be very closed circuitry, and mainly in shopping centres, where you could walk into the store and that pop-up on your phone would happen. I've been working for about 12 months now with a particular supplier in the UK. There's a lot of competitors in this space. The issue we've got is Google released nearby around December, January this year, which meant you got more stuff on your phone. They told you the weather, you've just been to Bob's Peters, do you want to leave a review? Well, we've tapped into that with what we call an ad pod, and it broadcasts for free within 100 meter radius of where the pod is situated. Now, it works out, you've got to rent the pod. Normal thing is sort of, it works about $2 a day to have one of these things. Just put a quick plug in there. Pete would be disappointed if I didn't.
I would
and
be.
It can, yeah, absolutely. And what happens with the competitive ones, and I know because I subscribed to all of them. But I did my research. I subscribed to every single one out in the marketplace, got it delivered to my house and gone, right, what's wrong with this? Most of the competitors have to go to what we call a locked HTTPS website. So it's got to be secure like a social media page. We've worked out how to circumnavigate that by putting a secure gateway in the middle, which means any website, any landing page, anything digital we can point it to. So there's a 40-character message, and that message is like an invitation. Mm. Once you click on it, it then goes to a landing page, which is like a spam filter, and then runs straight through to wherever you want it to go to. It's taken us a long time to do that. And the next step that we're doing at the moment is in November, it'll have unlimited changes, unlimited reporting. And reporting's a big part of this. Mm. It tells me how many people viewed your ad, how many people clicked through to your website. Mm. It's good for SEO because it's all clickability.
It's funny, Tim, you mentioned reporting. I've always find that's one the biggest area that small business do really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just do it and go, I've done it, tick it off the list, absolutely, move on. Yeah.
But they don't get a return,
no,
a view of their return on their investment by doing that.
So we did a test in June with one of my clients at the Queen Victoria Market.
Mm.
And she moves. They move them around. So we put a pod in there. And in that month, she had 299 views of her ad and over 190 clicks through to her website.
Wow.
And that's what the report said.
That's great data.
Good data.
So you can't you can't mislead anybody with this technology. Data's king.
Data is king.
We're all taught, Pete and I would go way back, we were taught data is king. Mm. If you're not measuring your business, monitoring your sales ratios and your colour ratios and all that sort of stuff, you are not going to be in business.
Well, you don't know if it's going to work, do you?
No.
So can you just, both of you hold that thought? We've got so much more to talk about. We're going to get stuck back into tech. We're getting lots of advice about running a small business. I am joined here today with Tim Stanage and Peter Bennett-Hull, and we are broadcasting live from the Rosebud Telstra store. And you're listening to Taking Care of Business. We'll be right back straight after this. Welcome back to Taking Care of Business. We are broadcasting live here from the Telstra store at Rosebud. And that was ELO. Mm. And I'm joined here by Peter Bennett-Hullen from Telstra. And it's so much more than a telephone line anymore, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's all about mobile devices as well. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But I'd also like to joining us here is Tim Stanage, who's an experienced retail and marketing entrepreneur and has got some really interesting tech ideas, new businesses. And just before the break, we were talking about beacon technology and we skipped over it a little bit. And I'm curious to know what the hell it is, because I'm still a bit confused about me being a bit dumb again about technology, Pete. But, you know, and then we talked about RFID and that all sounds, you know, like a medical condition. So does RFID mean beacon technology? Is it the same thing?
Yeah, it's a radio frequency.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll call it beacon
just
for the sake of it. So can you explain it simply? What is it? Or not? Is it complicated?
Give us an application. Where we might see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the simplest thing is we're all glued to our mobile phones.
Yeah, we are.
Thanks to Telstra and guys like Pete.
You're welcome.
And what it is, a beacon is something that broadcasts a message.
Okay,
and
you're right.
Makes the way sense. The new technology's turned around now is, and I've given you a visual, but this technology you can put in your pocket, put in your handbag, and it never stops broadcasting. So 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, wherever you go, wherever you put it, it's going to broadcast your message to people passing by.
Yeah.
And they can then choose to click on it or not click on it. So it's really a way of getting your message out there in a digital format, as opposed to traditional print, radio, TV, or whatever. I'm not saying don't do all the other things. It's just part of your puzzle.
Yeah.
And it's about making sure you craft your message right to get that engagement that you're looking for. So it's like no matter what technology you've got or what marketing channels you've got, a badly scripted ad will still give you bad results. Mm. And you can have an ad on telly and get no results because your ad's all wrong.
Mm.
So it's about the beacon technology is it's portable. It continuously broadcasts wirelessly using Bluetooth technology and there's a new Wi-Fi technology soon to be released. So anybody who's got a locator turned on, which we all have, we all use Google Maps and that sort of stuff, and we've got our Bluetooth turned on, which most of us have because it connects in with our phones, we're broadcasting into you.
So for local businesses, it's a really great way for localising their message. So if I'm walking down the street and I'm walking past the Telstra store in Rosebud, and we have a beacon in our store sending out these messages. Customers may not recognise the fact that they're local to my store, but as soon as they walk into range, they'll pick up a message and that will say, you know, you are near the Telstra store Rosebud, for example.
Yep.
So it's about really localised. You can have all of your print and your radio and all of the other marketing messages, but when you want to attract that local audience within the range of your store, it's a really great way to reach outside the front of your shop and let people know that they're near your store. So, for example, real estate agents, you know, you can imagine putting one of these beacons in behind a for sale board, for example.
For Evie Real Estate.
Well, that's what we're actually talking to those guys.
I know, I love that you're doing
they
that.
They love the fact that someone could drive up when there's not an open and stand at the front and bang on their phone. They can do a visual walkthrough of that property without having to walk through the front door.
Correct. And it tells them you've just passed number 12, whatever street.
Yeah.
How do you deal with permission marketing? So you need, you know, there's the privacy issues that you don't want to be bombarded without permissions. How do you deal with that?
Okay, there's two things. It's powered by Google. So once you download Google onto your phone, you agree to all their terms and conditions. So we should be reading those when we just click, click, click. The second thing, to get around the Spam Act, there's two options. One is you can mute them, so you can turn them off, just like you can any nearby notification.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is it goes through a spam filter before it goes to the live site. So there's four or five touch points that we put into place to make sure we don't breach any laws or put anybody at risk of anything that they shouldn't be viewing.
So if anyone listening here wants to know more about this, Works Local, where can they find you, Tim Stanich?
We've actually developed a separate website for it because we think it needs its own space. Mm. So it's adpods.com.au.
Mm-hmm. Adpods, A-D-P-O-D-S.
Yep. .com.au. And then there's a whole heap of new generation stuff that's coming out after Christmas, like our stickers. We can put a sticker on your business card and broadcast a message that way as well. So there's a lot of really high-tech stuff
coming.
So
sort of like a QR code type
It makes QR codes look redundant. Problem with QR codes, poor print quality caused the problem, and they get really messy the more information you have on them. So we're actually using beacon technology in a micro format where you can put it on a brochure, a business card, a pizza box, whatever you can possibly imagine. It's a sticker, but you wave your phone over it and it bounces the message from the brochure or the print material into your phone, which to me is really clever.
That's cool.
That's really
and it's
cool.
So affordable. At the moment, we've got them down to about a dollar a sticker, and I'm trying to get it down to half of that. So imagine a small business having a roll of 500 stickers that they're putting on stuff. You know, if they're mailing out something to a customer, they can put it on the parcel, scan here for more deals and discounts. Or the practicalities are phenomenal. I'm still trying to write the book on it, on how to use this. So, like, I've written five books already. But this sixth one's going to be about how to use this new technology in small business. The big guys know how to do this. It's the little guys. You know, we got to bring it back to myself and Peter's. We started as business owners way back in the 1800s, but for you, last week.
Those that have just joined us, you would have missed the intro that Pete was best man at Tim's wedding, which I didn't know until.
Well, I didn't even know that he was coming today.
I know. It's,
he rocks up at the van and I say, what are you doing
serendipitous
here?
Who invited you?
Well, there we are. You can see now that they do know each other very well. Now, Pete, talk about cool technology.
Yeah.
One of the brands that started it all was the iPhone.
Yes.
And today at the Telstra stores in Mornington and Rosebud.
And at the business centre in Mornington.
The business
centre
in Mornington,
yep.
But we're here at Rosebud Plaza.
Yep.
If you want to come down and say hi.
Yeah, come and say hi.
But today at 8 a.m.
Yes.
The new iPhone
it
was
did.
Launched.
I know.
So what's it different? Because I've got I thought was the current one. Now it's the old one. But what's the difference?
Well, there's always new features in the new devices as they come to market.
Yeah. What are some of the new?
Well, one of the big things that's being talked about as far as the new iPhone 8 is concerned is the wireless charging technology.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I'm always forgetting my charger.
I know. And the ability to just pop it down on something and away it goes and starts charging is fantastic. That's one of the features of the new iPhone. And there's another iPhone coming too. So we've just launched the iPhone 8, and there's the iPhone X coming as well, which
then
is only.
What's the difference?
Oh, the iPhone X is an amazing product. You know, it's got visual face recognition technology built into it, edge-to-edge screen display, 4K screen display. It's a real step change in terms of that the technology being brought into devices for the Apple devices. So, and that's another month away. So we're still talking another month before the iPhone X. But certainly today, you know, we've seen a lot of customers through the store down here in Rosebud this morning for the iPhone 8 and the 8 Plus, because it also comes in the larger size as well.
It's exciting. Is that large size the same size as the one before? Yeah, like the one I've got.
The size of the devices is pretty much the same. There's a small variation in thickness, but nothing significant. So,
as another mutual friend of ours, Toby Trevenar.
Great Toby Trevenar.
Great Toby Trevenar. He calls it a phablet.
Yes. Well, he called it a pool table, I think, in one of our outside broadcasts. He said it was that big.
But he just makes words.
I know, it's not quite that big. But okay.
But I really like that size.
Yeah.
That's been great for me. Yeah. And I've used that actually probably more now than my PC.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people do. I think, you know, particularly for viewing documents and viewing information. And, you know, these devices are all about, they're not just about making and receiving phone calls anymore. It's they're a mechanism to connect to the internet, to search, you know, find information, and that's what it's all about. And so I think that the bigger screen size is certainly making that easy. It means you don't have to necessarily carry, as you say, a laptop or a tablet or whatever it might be. You've got the larger screen size, and particularly for people like me with failing eyesight. It's a really great thing to have a nice big screen.
My text
right?
is at maximum. I still need my glasses. Tim Stenich, what sort of phone do you have? What do you use? My choice.
An LG.
Is that, and that, why? Could there be a good reason why you use that, I'd imagine?
No, it just, I went to Pete's shop and that's what they gave me.
Oh, okay.
my daughter uses an Apple, but all the other stuff we've got is Android based.
Right. Yep.
I think once you're either Android or Apple, you're kind of black or you're white. It's kind of one of those things.
It's a bit like Ford Holden,
yeah,
isn't it?
But to me, once you pick up one, you kind of keep in that same rhythm and melody.
Yeah. Now, when we come back from this break, Pete, I know you're looking at me and I can read your mind.
Really?
Because we have to talk NBN, don't we? We haven't really done that. I keep sort of flipping it off. No, I think we should.
But we should.
I think we really do, because I think there's a problem out there that people are nervous about it, they're unsure about it, they're unclear about it. So it's myth versus fact. We're going to come back. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about NBN and tech. I'm here with Peter Bennett-Holland. We are broadcasting live from the Telstra store in Rosebud, and Tim Stanich is joining us as well as one of our tech experts. And you're listening to Taking Care of Business. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Taking Care of Business. Call me, maybe.
Yeah,
on Telstra, maybe.
Absolutely.
It would be the number, if you wanted to call, would be
1-300-MY-TELSTRA.
So using phone words.
Correct, absolutely.
It's easy to remember.
Absolutely.
If you haven't already guessed, where I'm joined here by Peter Bennett-Holland, whose ad was on just before, so you're all over the show.
Thank you.
Well, no, it's good. It's good to have you here. Yeah. You're a great supporter of Ottawa PFM and a great supporter of Taking Care of Business, this show.
Thank you.
And we love having you involved. And we are broadcasting live here from the Rosebud Telstra store, and we are joined here, Peter Bennett-Holland, and also Tim Stanich. Now, Tim, you're running many businesses, and we were having a chat in that ad break about small business and small business thinking. And one of the things that freaks me out is this a fixed mindset of small business. It's sort of a fear, and it's not rational, it's emotionally driven, but this fear of trying new things, you know, not taking the right risk, not getting the right expert advice. And we hear these figures, which we need to hear more of,
absolutely,
about these small businesses failing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's from anywhere between sort of 70 to 85% of small businesses fail in the first year.
Yeah.
And then in the first 3 years, it's something again like 60 or 70%. That's not okay.
No.
That is not okay. That is extraordinarily high. And one of the biggest issues they've got is financial management. But it's also just going, it's this following their passion, which really annoys me. It's not doing some business planning. It's not getting expert advice. So because you're dealing with small businesses all the time, what's been your experience in that?
I think they don't understand the financial commitment.
Mm.
This is a massive change. You can go and get a job and earn a wage, but when you're on your own, if you've got no money coming in, you're buggered.
Mm.
And I laugh at all the social media groups. Look, people are doing what they can, but they say, oh, who's the cheapest to do this? Who does someone know that can do this for free or for next to nothing? Well, that's what you're going to get, next to nothing.
Mm.
if you get the right qualified advice, you'll win each and every time. I mean, there's lots of very good experts out there. I have myself, people that I talk to, that are far smarter than me, which would be hard, but that from
that
time to time...
That was evil, that laugh, wasn't it? That was an evil
That
laugh.
I can pick up the phone and go, I'm stuck. And they've gone, I've been there. I know this is what you have to do. Yeah. And all of them, at some point, have failed. Mm. And I can talk about one entrepreneur, and I know you wouldn't mind me saying it, is Ken Morgan. From Ken Morgan Toyota, the car guy. He was... I was on the board of a major charity and he was the chairman, I was the deputy chair, and he's failed two or three times. Mm. He just gets himself back up, dusts himself off and goes again. Mm. And when I had my car crash, he put his arm around me like the grandfatherly person he is and goes, suck it up.
Yeah. Is that what he said to you?
He pretty much says what he said is, it's how you bounce back that defines you.
Yeah.
And the car crash is not a literal.
No. It was when my business, one business that we'd invested in heavily, didn't pan out. Mm. So we'd gone from cloud nine, all the trimmings, you know, nice cars, houses, all that stuff, to, oh crap, no job, no money, no bank account looking empty, to we've now rebuilt all of that because I've been there and done that. And I know the triggers, I know the signs, I know who to talk to, when to talk to them, and not wait till it's too late, and not go out and go, oh, Pete, I haven't seen you for 20 years, can you tell me how to fix my business? Mm. Yeah, I don't know if Pete's the right guy. So let's get the right guy, get the right advice, and do your research.
Yeah.
Don't just take the first guy that goes, I'll build you a website, or I'm a coach, I can fix that. No, wrong answer.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about that. This is the transition and the disruption that's occurring within Telstra, within the telco or techco industry. Mm. No, it's about advice. It's about understanding where to go to have a conversation about all of those technology products and where they're relevant. We were talking about Vantage earlier. Mm. Understanding where those products and where those opportunities, where they fit with my business, go to somebody that you trust, somebody that will give you the right advice, will tell you, yes, that's going to work, or no, that's not going to work.
You know what? I am looking for advice now, and I know a lot of people are on NBN.
Yeah.
Let's talk about NBN.
Okay, let's talk about NBN.
I get a sense, a very strong sense, not only in the Mornington Peninsula community, but the business community, and just people in general, are a bit nervous about NBN.
Because, I'm confused about it.
Because we're getting these bad stories. It's slower speed. It's all these sort of issues.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it. Pete.
Well, where do I start? I mean, the NBN is a big piece. I mean,
is it working?
Yeah,
does it
absolutely.
Work? Is it faster?
Absolutely.
Will it be faster speed?
So I think one of the things to bear in mind is that a lot of the and we're talking about social media and Facebook and that and the information that you find in those places. And I think that it's really interesting to understand that a lot of the negativity around NBN is driven through a poor customer experience, and those people are the ones that are spreading the message about the NBN experience, and there are poor NBN experiences, okay, just as there are poor ADSL experiences and poor mobile experiences. But what is the important element is that for our business in particular, down on the Mornington Peninsula, probably 95%+ of our customers have a great experience, but we're not capturing those messages in market. They're not necessarily the people that are jumping onto social media and say, wow, this is fantastic. Although, having said that, there are more and more people that are coming out in those forums and having those conversations. So NBN, you know, for example, here's a classic case. People think that Telstra are the NBN.
I was going to say myth or fact?
Myth.
Okay.
Telstra does not own NBN products.
Right.
NBN is a government-owned organisation.
Okay, so I come to Telstra. Now, I'm not on NBN yet. Yep. I know you are very keen to get me on.
Your area is live. We're ready to go.
And my area is in Rye, those listening.
Yep.
So are you on NBN, Tim?
No, I'm in Mornington.
You're in Mornington. Okay, there we
Mornington's
go. So you've actually got
well.
Two
I
people
know.
In
Well, we need to have a chat.
We need to have a chat.
Okay, so I ring Telstra or I contact Telstra.
Yep.
So I want to go on NBN.
Yep.
What happens next?
So first of all, ring me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think one of the things that's challenging is navigating your way through as a small business.
Mm.
Where do you get the information about what is the best solution? What is the best combination of products? What is the best plan? Right.
So you've got to sort out your plan and your
combo
products. So the plan that I'm on now would be changed.
It may
possibly
be changed.
Or not.
It may not. Okay. So, and I think this is the key. It's not just about saying you need to do this. You need to connect to NBN. And
is it going
to
cost me more?
It may cost you less.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, it's all of, well. It may yeah. it may cost you more too, depending on what other things you want to do around
right.
it.
Okay.
Okay. So. So it's look, I'm probably not answering questions here,
no,
except for the fact that it's about getting the right advice, okay? And my advice for small business customers is go to the Telstra Business Centre if you're interested in having a conversation about NBN or what it can do for you. Go and have a conversation with the guys at the Telstra Business Centre in Mornington or any of the other Telstra Business Centres, and they will have a conversation with you. And they will understand what your business does and what you're trying to achieve with the technology. No two NBN services are equal. There is difference between NBN.
People, particularly businesses, are worried about being offline, that it's going to cause an issue. Tim, why aren't you on NBN? What's stopped you?
One, I haven't had the time to research it. We're happy being unhappy with what we've got at the moment.
Better the devil you know.
And I think that's a lot of that attitude, right?
I think it's true.
It's like the devil you know.
I'm the same, yeah.
Like where my office is, we set up the internet, it's all through Telstra, but we never for once thought, you know what, let's get the NBN now.
Well,
I just didn't think about it.
Small business customers are also often of the mindset, I will wait till the end to get the best deal, because that's when the best deal will be available to get me across. And if everyone on the Mornington Peninsula waits till the end, we're going to be in one awful mess in trying to get people connected.
To me, it's just time. It's not top of mind for me at the moment. And that's
so my advice is act now. Come and have a conversation. Evaluate your options. You've got a time then. You know, we heard at Advantage, you know, it's often about the space we create with a decision and the time between the stimulus and the answer is really important, or the action. So it's really important to take the time, come and talk to us, get some advice, and then you're in a far better position to make that decision.
And the biggest benefit is you could be paying a cheaper plan, so let's look at price, but the other thing is faster internet speed. That's the that's the big benefit, isn't it?
Absolutely.
NBN. Okay, that's a good driver. Peter Bennett-Holland, thank you for having us, hosting us here at Rosebud Telstra.
It was great.
And at the Plaza here, and so if you're wanting more information on anything Telstra, anything tech really, go and see Pete and his team at Rosebud and Mornington and the Mornington Business Centre.
1300 My
Telstra.
Thank you.
And also the Pete, the best man, to Tim. Tim, who's
the better man? No.
Arguably.
Tim Standage, thanks. It's been a delight chatting with you. Thank you for sharing your experience, your knowledge, your wisdom. Look forward to seeing what happens with Workflocal. I'm sure, I know it'll be a great success. Yeah. Thanks for your valuable time today.
Thanks.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show. I certainly have, and learned something new. And we look forward to your company next Friday at 11 a.m. In the meantime, don't forget next Thursday is Taking Care of Business Masterclass. There are a handful of tickets available. Head to the RLPFM website or our Facebook page, and you can get some last minute tickets. I hope to see you there. Keep taking care of your business, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday.